it is now time for the good news. Neil, hit us with the good news, bro. What you got? Music beds, let's go.
Let us do it. Drop your bed this day. There we go. So anyway, Trump condemns all types of racism a year after Charlottesville. So a year later, Donald Trump realizes that racism is bad. Can I remind you what happened at Charlottesville, Stacey?
Yeah, actually, weirdly, I do remember. It's funny how when things this terrible occur, you tend to not forget. There was a right-wing march, right? So yeah. Like with like torches and things, and it ended badly because counter-protesters were like, this is not a vibe. This is not a vibe.
Absolutely. And 19 people were injured and one woman lost her life when a right-wing sympathizer drove his car into this crowd of counter-protesters, right? Trump then basically said that the lady that got killed was equally as responsible for her death, with his famous blame on both sides comments. The good news is that it only took a year for him to realize that maybe that wasn't great presidenting, and at least that's the only racist, misogynistic thing he's ever said or done.
Well, besides that time with the retweeting of the right, you know, far-right propaganda stuff.
Okay, that too.
And that time that he discussed Mexican people and said that when they cross the border, that like basically every single Mexican person is a like drug dealer.
I forgot about that one.
Or when he said that the Hispanic Miss Universe is disgusting and called her Miss Housekeeping.
Okay.
Yeah, or that great line, which I can't repeat on the radio because I will most definitely lose my job.
I know.
Where he was, with the groping of the lady. So, I mean, like, there have been a couple of pearlers, from President Trump, actually.
He's a chop, really.
He's
amazing.
He's a chop. But anyway, next
for real. So, a police officer was reportedly arrested in Zimbabwe after gold worth about $1 million vanished from a Plumtree police station in Matabeleland South. According to the state-owned Chronicle newspaper, the gold weighed 28.5 kgs and had been kept as an exhibit since 2015 when it was confiscated. Police discovered it on Wednesday when they were checking for missing rifles. So the suspect was arrested after he was found with the gold hidden in his vehicle. So much to unpack here. What jumps out at you about this one, Stace, before we get to the good news?
Well, I mean, firstly, there's so much happening here. Okay, so the gold was discovered while the search was actually for missing rifles, which means actually then, Neil, that these police dudes didn't even know that the gold was stolen yet.
No, they didn't.
And then, and also, we still don't know what happened to the missing rifles. So, like, we don't...
Well, to be fair, after you find...
Deviate.
After you find $1 million worth of gold, like, nothing else matters. Like, the rifles...
Yeah, well, I mean, but no. That's true. So let's bring it down to our level because we don't have the gold, right? But, like, if you suspect that your bae is cheating on you and then you, like, hack into the WhatsApps...
Yeah.
And then you also see, oh, wait, there's an SMS here and you've won the lotto and you're, like, 15 billion rand richer. You'll be like, you know what? Actually, I can put that cheating aside. I just participated on the shop because I'm going to be rich. I'm a rich now.
Oh, well, the good news for this police officer is that he's going to get off this case. Not guilty all the way for him.
Yes. Okay. All right. That's literally nothing about this is good. Like, I'm trying. Hey, I try really hard with you, Neil. You are killing me. What is the point? What is the good news?
The good news is, Stacey, you're forgetting about one important rule here, which is the leftovers rule. All right? They said that the gold had been at the police station since 2015. And the leftovers rule clearly states that if a person doth place unfinished food or drink in the refrigerator, it shall remain their property for a period of one night. After a period of 24 hours, the original eater has not consumed the leftovers, then the balance of food and drink will become public property. So according to the leftovers rule, that gold was there for 4 years. They obviously weren't going to do anything with it, so it's his now. It's okay.
Is this basically like a light confession? Are you just eating stuff out of the fridge in the kitchen here?
No. No, I have not. Well, not before the 24 window has passed, but anyway.
Okay, all right. I didn't know until today, actually. Like, this sounds like some, like, weird, like, Trump tendency, but okay, let's circle back. Last thing.
I owe you yogurt, but anyway, let's carry on.
I knew it was you.
Finally, the good news. The final bits of good news. Woolworths has withdrawn frozen products after a mislabeling ruling, right? This follows a complaint from consumer Mervy Dyson, who contended that Woolworths are misleading customers as rotis and parathas are too different products, right? Now, the Woolworths packaging said that a roti is known in some areas as paratha, the flaky flatbread that is the ideal partner to your favorite curry. And Dustin's complaint said there's no ways that anyone can call a roti flaky. You went as far as submitting a menu from an Indian shop to the ASA showing the difference between the two products.
Okay, so now hold on, because now also I'm planning my lunch. Yeah. So no thanks to Movie now. So we basically can't get like rotis and Woolies anymore because he thought that the label wasn't accurate. So none of us can have a roti because one dude was like, actually, this is not a roti. So this again is sad news. Do you not know what this feature's called?
No.
I feel like we're not vibing, bruh. We're not vibing. Where's the good news?
But this is good news because if Woolworths is removing products where the description is misleading, I'm finding to get rice cakes out of here. Rice cake is not a cake. It's a lot of things, but it's not in the cake category, Stacey.
Yeah, I mean, look, I suppose, some people think that a cake is delicious and not actually like good for you. Although they do dip it in yogurt. That one's quite legit, though.
I don't know if dipping it in yogurt.
Cancelling rice cakes.
Yeah, we're canceling rice cakes.
That is the biggest takeout. In 2018, you will never see a rice cake again. Thank you, Neil Green, for giving us sort of partly good news. Trump sucks and rice cakes are banned. All right, thank you.
We out.
Cheers, Neil. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Stacey Norman.
East Coast Radio.